If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Biden administration is considering a shift in immigration policy, going after employers who hire workers without authorization rather than the employees themselves.
This is not a totally new idea. You know, the Clinton and Obama administrations moved in a similar direction. Obama famously sort of ended these mass workplace raids that we then saw come back under Trump.
How immigration advocates and business leaders are responding. Plus, why FDA staffers aren't taking a firm stance on Moderna's COVID-19 boosters. And rules of the road for at-home rapid COVID tests. It's Tuesday, October 12th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The House is expected to approve a bill that would temporarily raise the nation's borrowing limit into December. The legislation cleared the Senate last week after Democrats and Republicans reached a short-term agreement to avert a default. The House was called back into session after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that the U.S. would be unable to pay its bills this week if the chamber failed to act. The White House says President Biden will sign the bill into law, but Congress will need to address the debt ceiling again in December. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its growth forecast for the global economy this year from 6% to 5.9%. Reporter Yuka Hayashi has more details.
The downgrade for advanced economies was not insignificant. And they cited the main reason for the cut was the supply chain disruptions related to the pandemic. They also increased their projections for inflation. Their baseline scenario for inflation remains that this is a transitory thing, and inflation is going to return to pre-pandemic levels by mid-year next year.
The IMF is urging policymakers to be ready to take swift action. The group also emphasized vaccinations as a foremost policy priority to prevent dangerous mutations of COVID-19. Speaking of vaccinations, in an unusual move, Food and Drug Administration staffers did not take a firm stance on Moderna's application to get its COVID-19 booster authorized. Instead, staff restated Moderna's request and analyzed its study data, which now goes to a committee of outside experts for review. Staff often weigh in after reviewing a drug maker's application. Failing to do so is an indication there may not be sufficient data to support an extra dose. But they also didn't take a position on Pfizer's booster request, which was later granted. Southwest Airlines says its flight cancellations have eased and that it's recalibrating after a tumultuous holiday weekend that saw the airline cancel over 2,000 flights. The carrier says a combination of severe weather in Florida and air traffic directives prompted the cancellations, which then led to staffing issues. But the Southwest Airline Pilots Association blamed the airline's management and what it described as poor planning. In an interview on Monday, the president of the union said that pilots have been stretched thin and warned that without changes, problems could crop up again. General Motors is set to recover $1.9 billion from their electric vehicle battery supplier LG Electronics for defects linked to fires in their Chevy Bolts. GM has attributed the defect to a likely manufacturing problem at LG factories that resulted in two flaws in battery cells that could lead to a fire. LG didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The recall has been a big misstep for GM's bid to become a leader in electric vehicles and surpass the current electric forerunner, Tesla, in U.S. sales. Coming up, how the Biden administration would protect immigrants without work authorization who report abusive employers.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Biden administration is considering a proposal that would protect immigrants without work authorization from being deported if they report an abusive employer. So, how does this fit into the administration's broader immigration policy? And what does the business community think about the proposal? Joining me now with more is Wall Street Journal immigration reporter Michelle Hackman. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So, Michelle, can you tell us what you've learned about this proposal and how it would work?
So today, Secretary Mayorkas basically sent a memo to the agency heads who basically run different aspects of our immigration policy and asked them to come up with a set of more specific policies that would implement this, basically this vision that he's laid out where he said, you know, we are going to stop going after immigrants who are in the country illegally, you know, potentially working without legal documents. And we're going to go after the employers that are willing to employ them. But much more specifically than that, he said, we're going to go after what he called exploitative employers, you know, employers who take advantage of their employees' legal status and say, you know, you're not here legally, I'm not going to pay you the minimum wage, or I'm not going to ensure that you have sort of safe working conditions because what can you do? You know, you can't report me because there are immigration consequences.
Now, as you say, this would shift the administration's strategy toward going after employers rather than the immigrants they hire. What are you hearing from business leaders about this idea?
I should first mention that this is not a totally new idea. You know, the Clinton and Obama administrations moved in a similar direction. Obama famously sort of ended these mass workplace raids that we then saw come back under Trump, where, you know, immigration officials show up at a workplace, they make a ton of arrests at once. Employers hated those. You know, they felt like they instilled fear in the workplace. Obviously, you'd lose a lot of employees at once. And very obviously, immigrant advocates felt like they were scare tactics. And so I think people were pretty united on that. I think businesses now are feeling like it's a little early to comment. You know, they're saying we want to wait and see what specific policies are going to come out. You know, if this is really only going after bad actors, then maybe that's okay. But if there are going to be sort of all sorts of new compliance standards put on businesses, then that, you know, might be a problem for them.
So what happens next in terms of potentially implementing this policy? What are the next steps in the timeline here?
Mayorkas in this memo has immediately halted any work on carrying out any kind of sort of mass workplace raid type operation. And I think what you should interpret today's news as is sort of a statement of enforcement priorities. So I think in the future, we'll start to see ICE and other agencies directing more of their enforcement efforts on arresting these abusive employers.
Michelle, what can you tell us about how this fits into the administration's broader immigration policies?
The Biden administration is very pro labor union, and they've pretty explicitly drawn the connection between immigrants' rights and labor rights. You know, they say immigrants should be able to join a union, you know, regardless of their immigration status. They should have safe working conditions. I think, you know, the way one person put it to me is that it's an acknowledgement that there are 11 million people here in this country without a permanent legal status. We believe about 7 million of them are active in the workforce. So it's an acknowledgement of that reality, and to say, this is, you know, how Secretary Mayorkas articulated it, but to say we want to make sure that those people sort of have safe working conditions, but also for everyone's sake, we want to make sure that they're not paid too little because that undercuts American workers. It also allows, you know, those employers to maybe sell their products or services at an artificially low rate, which undercuts other businesses.
That's Wall Street Journal immigration reporter Michelle Hackman. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
And finally, holiday season is coming up, and this year, party invites may include a request from your host to take a rapid COVID test. Doctors say at-home tests are good at detecting the most infectious symptomatic cases, and they're fast, with results in about 15 minutes. But to make the most use of them, health experts say you should test often, whenever you have a fever, sore throat, or cough. And watch community transmission rates. Experts say you should adjust how often you take a rapid test depending on the rate of transmission in your area. You can read more about at-home testing at WSJ.com. And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.